ready.
I give you Tanya H.
We coming at it called Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
How's everybody tonight?
Blessed.
I'd like to take a moment to thank the committee for inviting me. This feels cozy and warm. And, you know, I feel like I'm going to offend somebody tonight or something. I just want to make sure that I don't offend anyone. I'm feeling pretty good tonight, and I want to thank the Creator for putting me in a place to set the stage for me to be able to feel comfortable enough to get up here to exhibit some of that freedom that I've weighed in on with labor to get. We drove down. It was a nice ride. You know, got off work early today and stuff like that. Was able to come to the convention. My partner and I, we just settled on a house a month ago, like 6 weeks ago. So, you know, life is aggressive. It's moving. We're working. We're educating ourselves. And it's plenty to do. Raising boys, lazy boys on top of that. But, you know, all of this is going on. Rode down here today, you know, got the hotel, got the room. You know, it was nice and cozy. Went to the porch and opened up the door to the deck. You know. Not so much that, because we only on the second floor, so it wasn't no hole on the top of the thing and all that and all that. I'm talking about the penetration of spirit. You know, it just, when we opened up that door and we just seen the waves come in, the whole thing shook in the place for me. And we came here, you know, registered, got, you know, all the stuff that we do when we get to greet and meet one another, register and all that. And when we was leaving, we was walking outside, I felt the energy and the presence of what needs to happen here this weekend. And I'm so grateful to have been invited back to this from last year that I don't know what to do. I was going to come here anyway this year. Unfortunately, my first time here was last year. I had never been here before, and I had received so much from y'all that year that I wasn't going to miss it this year, and I just happened to be invited back. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity. So I recently just found out what the topic was, you know, and I love y'all. Y'all, this is, hey, it don't get no better than this. Money don't even feel and make all of this be the way it be. Money don't give me this kind of feeling like the kind of feeling that I get from y'all. But because the topic, the guy that called me and asked me to do the commitment, when he said that the topic was freedom isn't free, I was like, gosh, you know. You sure? And then, you know, are you sure that you really want to go to that? Is it, you know, are we going to really be able to really just talk about that? Because you're right. It really isn't free. But in order for me to even understand that, I had to first understand that I wasn't never free anyway. And guess what? I wasn't even free before I came to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I hadn't been free for a very long time. The very first time that I needed to take care of my mother and make her happy, I stopped being free. You know. And it was one series after another. It started with that. I might have been 3 or 4 years old. I had no business trying to do something for somebody else at that age and give somebody else something else and be somebody, something to somebody. I felt the responsibility of all of that, and I was that young. They talk about all of our stuff manifests way before we pick up a drug. I was already on my way to active addiction back then. That set the chain in the place for me to be a caretaker, for me to do all of these things that was going to keep me in bondage. And for real, I said that it was a direct result of what I do for you. See, I became the what I'm going to do for you kind of girl. Because what I done for you had filled things in me that I didn't have to attend to myself. And guess what? I started that way before I started using. As a matter of fact, it's probably my biggest it that I have. It is the very reason why the year that I had the aneurysm, that all of that stuff happened to me, because I clearly know that God didn't need me to be sponsoring all them people, getting all that stuff, doing all this, sharing, running out the room, crying, because I couldn't sit with myself. I hadn't received any freedom, but I was mimicking the free person up here. And y'all liked it, y'all bought the tapes, y'all let me travel around and do all that and all that, but it was something fraudulent going on with me. Because I still hadn't separated or understood the bondage and how deep it had went in me up until that point. And I had about 9 years clean. I still hadn't realized it. Till, you know, at 10, my whole life had to shut down. So it's something when God really has tried to get your attention prior to a catastrophe, but you never really are able to see his warning signs until after the catastrophe happened. I can look back and see all the little warning signs that he had tried to give me, but I couldn't hear him because of the noise in my life. There was no way. And guess what? You can't be in this program and honor it in any kind of way and expect to call yourself free if you're not living in a free state. I thought when I came out, you know, I came in the room with a husband, all that, I was married, and, you know, I came out. I've always been gay. I just came out after I was married. I didn't know that it was going to happen that way. And children and all of that, it came later. And I tied my freedom to all of that. But it was other things that needed to happen. That was just a layer that needed to go. I needed to go through to get to what God really wanted me to be free from, and that was taking care of other people. It just, you know, I just started to peel the onion. I didn't know it was anything else to uncover, because this seemed like that's the reason why I had got high anyway, and I wasn't about to go back to that type of bondage and not be free. And you know, I didn't care if I had a husband and kids. I ain't care about none of that stuff. I ain't want to use no more. So I put it all on the line to stay clean. And nobody ain't like it. Everybody was mad, all that. But guess what? I kept it moving. You know, I kept it moving. See, the thing about freedom is you gotta give up to get. He don't want the stuff that you want to give him. Nah, you don't want that. You want to give it up too quick anyway. You'd be like, here, God, take all this, take this. But the stuff you really don't trust him with, you hold like this behind your back. He'll make you show it to him, but showing it to him means that he could take it from you. So are you really going to do that? So you half praying and showing, still not being free. I don't know about nobody else, but that's my story. Y'all still was letting me travel all around, share, care with others the NA way. But nobody knew how I felt up here with not really being able to have the exact nature. See, taking care of other people wasn't my purpose in life, and it still isn't. But if I took care of you, it gave me a sense of fulfillment and wholeness that would justify everything that I'd done in my life. And I measured myself against that. So the more people I took care of, the healthier I felt. Doesn't that really sound a bit insane? And we talking about my personal recovery, because to y'all, it looked like it was okay. Because, you know, we could convince y'all of anything, and y'all will believe us, and y'all will follow us and travel with us and all kinds of things. And then I couldn't sleep at night. But I sound okay as Tanya H. at the podium. And, you know, like, and it stopped feeling good. And I couldn't live with myself or sit with myself or be with myself, because I wasn't really uncovering to discover what God really needed me to do in my life. And I wasn't free. And yeah, I had a job and external. I was sociably acceptable. All of this kiki, kaka, friends and numbers and traveling and all, you know, all of that. And I still felt like something is missing. I ain't connecting to the source because I couldn't even hear it. It's unfortunate that I had to have that aneurysm, but I'm telling you, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I began to understand what not being free was all about when you couldn't, or he needed to bring it that close to me for me to see when you couldn't wash yourself. He's somebody, you know, everything you did by yourself, you can't do by yourself no more, you know. You know, I had to really just see my level of hostage and bondage, and my spirit was stagnated, you know, and I wasn't getting nothing in. And the information I was giving out was tainted with the disease of addiction. It just sounded like it coincided with the program. Because, you know, at some level, you begin to articulate this program. But the bottom line is, are you able to live with yourself? Are you able to honor? And at that point, I still hadn't discovered the path to freedom yet. It hadn't been... Or let's put it this way, I wasn't willing to give up the things I had. I wasn't willing to give up the things that I had in order to find out the truth. See, around here, you got to give up the things you got. It's non-negotiable. And the very things that you don't want to give up are the things that you need to give up because he only wants what's best for you, and that is the true desires of your heart. That sounds like a long way from three, right? And it's a process to be able to uncover and discover that level of trust to where you bring all things to the Creator. You can't really just pick and choose what you want to bring. Because guess what? The fact that my ex-husband still felt the way he felt about me after all them years of divorcing and leaving with the kids and all that stuff, and how I was just looking at him, waiting for him to change his mind about how he felt about me. And he never did. And as a matter of fact, he would take blows from time to time. And guess what? I felt like I deserved that. Because somewhere along the line, I hadn't forgiven myself. Y'all have forgiven me. God had forgiven me. But I hadn't forgiven myself. And guess what? No matter what nobody say, 8 and 9 set your whole life off. I don't care what nobody say. 4 ain't nothing. 6 is a whole bunch of chaos and confusion. But that 8 and 9 tied to that freedom. Because guess what? Even though it's been here lately that he has befriended me again after a dozen years or so. But before it got to this point, I was able to let go and be okay and still get the prize of freedom. See, I thought that I had to wait until he changed his mind before I can get free. But I was the only person still holding me to the thing. I ain't know that. And guess what? That threefold thing in 8, you better make sure all of them is done. You forgiven, possibly you forgive others, and possibly you are forgiven. That whole three-way thing in 8, make sure that all those stones is turned over for you to be able to appreciate. Because see, guess what? At one point, I was able to walk away feeling the same way with the amends that I made to my mom. The one that I have been forgiven in and never was judged about or, you know, stole her whole life savings and smoked it all. And she wanted to turn her back on me and all of that stuff. And guess what? I had my last little bit of money. I took and bought her the gift and not my mom for Christmas. And I felt devastated and I told her. And she was like, don't you know, da, 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 da. I've watched you grow and change and all of this and all that. And guess what? That freedom that I received with an accepted amends was the same one that I got with somebody who didn't change their mind about me. You see what I'm saying? But guess what? All the ones that I had got was okay, was a good feeling. But I didn't never know that the end results would still be the same on the ones that don't want to turn. But it was. I was like, shit, I could be going to go say something to somebody else. And they might not change their mind, but I wasn't tied to the guilt and the shame for myself. It set my whole recovery off, because guess what? I know that I hurt him. I knew it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I really wanted me and him to still be buds or whatever, but it just wasn't going to really happen like that. And for a long time, I just carried that. And I was like, God, you know, like, how many ways do you get to say I'm sorry? Like, don't take it out on the kids. Like, how many ways? When is it this going to be enough? Because look at it. It's ruining your life. You got to let me off the hook or something. And, you know, the bottom line was I had only helped my own self up on the hook. When they say freedom ain't free, I had to put that test to God. I had to bring it before God, because that was one of them things I wasn't quite sure I could trust them with relieving me of the thing about. You know, like, God will do for you what you can't do for yourself, but are you willing to bring all of the things to the table to show him what's in all of your pockets? Like, damn, all right, and God, and, you know, like, what else? And you know you still got one more thing in your pocket here, right? But you know, like, all right, and, you know, he already know everything in your pocket, but you still, you know, you digging, and, you know, it's your job. You know, I'm still a thief. I'm still robbed. You know, I want to do all this. I took Social Security benefits for a couple years in hostage ship with myself because I wasn't as disabled as they thought I should be, but I wasn't working enough, long enough to be able to clear the debt, do this, do that. So I kept all their money. We, you know, we talking about a level of freedom, because guess what? It sickened me every day that I done that. But I still did it anyway. I ain't care because I had money in my pocket. And yeah, I was working, so I want to keep restarting over the work time. You know, like work another 12 months and work another 12 months. I wasn't working a month, so we can start another 12 months again. You know, all over again. Well, you need to know that I may have affected my children's benefits. Hey, you know, because everything costs. Everything costs. You don't get away with nothing around here. My immediate gratification may charge my children with the lack of entitlement when they get old enough to get it. Because, you know, everything comes in the mail. You ain't got to worry about it right now. It'll come in the mail sooner or later. And they ain't bothering me about it. I'm waiting on the decision now. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want my taxes or nothing like that. They don't really want that. What they're going to do is take my children's money. Because they did it to my mom. They gave my sister one check. And that was back in the 80s. And when she turned 60, somebody said, remember, we sent such and such this money. Well, she wasn't entitled to it. And now that you're a senior citizen, we're going to make you pay it back to us. Because we should have never gave it to her when she was 17 and my sister's 42. You understand what I'm saying? It always costs. Ain't no shortcuts. Things got to be done up front. Face forward. I'm used to coming from the back door and everything I got. That's why I could keep nothing. But it's something about integrity when you start establishing this character. That you really don't have the ability, or let's just say I'm not willing to negotiate this thing anymore. So that means that I have to live as close to the things that I say that I've ever have in my whole entire life. And that's a day-to-day task. Because, you know, I want to cut a corner, flip numbers, cheat people, keep my money, don't take care of my kids. You know, I want to do a whole lot of stuff, but I got a level of discipline in my life. I don't want no problems. Do you really think I want to get into some kind of arena with God after he saved my life? I don't really know about nobody else. I don't know if nobody else got to get into whatever arena they got to. But guess what? I don't get no more chances to act ignorant, like I don't know his will for me, do anything I want to do. My life has been ordered. I'm already charged to be a certain kind of person. And guess what? It seemed like too high of an expectation to live up to. And all the time, I don't think it's fair. And sometimes I want to do something else. I just do. And guess what? It's okay that I have all of those realistic human kinds of feelings, but I understand that I don't want to start over at the end of the line with my level of freedom that has been given to me. Because, you know, it's a long road back there. You get on and get that thing, and once again, you think you can handle the consequences of that thing. Now, you know that end of the line is a long way back. And remember all the times you used to go back to the end of the line, Willie, like, hunt that, you know, act like that with God. Then after a while, you start saying, like, why I got to keep going back here? You start saying, could it be me? You wanted to start looking at other things so that you wouldn't have to keep starting all over again. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I ain't got no words to this. You know what I'm saying. Then guess what? After a while, you got some clean time and you was able to walk forward in your recovery. You ain't have to keep starting over, because guess what? You start to be able to use the principles of the program to be able to see yourself coming. You say, hey, there she go. You know, as much as I'm attracted to the way that she behaves, but guess what? She going to cost me way too much. So then you want to start talking to your sponsor, because you know they may not have been able to get to the place where they see themselves coming, and then you can live off a little of that anxiety. You say something for somebody. You know, you get to hurry up and get some restoration for your own life. The flat book continuously talks about the people with time. And I'm grateful for the teacher that I have today. It's gone beyond sponsorship for me, because for real, for real, he's my teacher. And he's my teacher because every time I sit down with him, I still get to discover stuff about me that I ain't free about. I ain't outgrown the literature. I ain't, you know, all that. I still need to be guided, monitored, and all of that. Think too long for myself, and I'm in some trouble. You understand what I'm saying? So these are the things that will take me back to bondage in an instant. If I don't concede, guess what? I respect and trust this program more than I do anything in my life. And guess what? I've seen it work in the lives of many people a long time. And guess what? If I've seen the program work in the lives of many people, I can wait till it's my turn. And what I mean is that when I get the opportunity to get some freedom, it's non-negotiable from that point forward. I'm not going to re-injure myself. I have too much maturity in this program to continue to do that to me. And guess what? It's painstaking. And it feels like long suffering. But I sleep at night. And guess what? I might be, you know, and I might really have to take a look at this behavior of mine, because I expect that everybody's supposed to behave the way that I do. And that might be a little too harsh or judgmental or righteous, but I might be too far over there. And this is what me and my sponsor have been talking about. You know what I mean? Because this is the way that my life has been ordered. I can't expect everybody, because see, guess what? Everybody here look the same, but everybody here don't live the same. You got, just be, you know. So guess what? That don't make nobody no different from the other, because we can all switch back and forth from principle to unprincipled. But I don't want it to be my turn, and I do everything that I need to stay on the right side of this thing, and I pray every day. But guess what? I still ain't perfect. And guess what? I get my levels of humiliation the way that God gives them to me, to keep me humble, keep me teachable. Guess what? If you ain't staying humble and teachable in here, you ain't really got no real freedom. You got to let somebody help you. You got to stay teachable. I'm talking about 20 years or more. I don't really care. So what? Time don't equal recovery. It just equals degrees of sickness. You know, like camouflage-like. You know why? Because that was me. I'm just saying. That's how, you know, me. I'll be 17 in September, but that don't exempt me from still suffering the way that I will. If I don't keep certain things up front, I want to be free. And guess what? Free to me is going out, gas in the car, couple dollars for lunch. Ain't no dishes in the sink because my partner's going to get me, you know, wash the damn coffee cup and all that. Get the coffee cup washed. Put that in the drain. Go to work and be productive. Deal with my consumers and all the stuff that I got to do, the providers. you know, come home, eat and cook and then go to bed. I could wash clothes. Remember in the beginning when it was like that? That's all you wanted was to be able to stay clean. And you ain't really care. You ain't had no money. You was clean. You was making millions. People was hugging you. It was freedom. Then you start acquiring knowledge and being able to have choices and understand your levels of powerlessness. And then you start wanting to control your life again. I'm talking about me. So God had to do a series of things to me to be able to keep me in a place that he needs me to be in so that I could continue to grow. Thanks for letting me share. I'm going to hurry up. Shit, come on, nigga. I ain't heard you in years.
Where we going with this
one? To introduce our second speaker. Our second speaker is David G.
All right, David.
I love you, Sue. My name is David G. I'm an addict. I want to thank God for allowing me to make it down the highway without no tickets. Praise God on that day, boy, because they got like some dope fiend speed limits, you know, that switch up every 15 miles, you know. And I kind of was ready for them this year. They got me 1 year. So ever since then, I just kind of been looking for them. I want to thank the committee for allowing me to come, you know, and just share my experience, strength, and hope with this topic that I am continually. I'm a guy that's really, really obsessed over freedom. And I was telling my friend today that I'm hungry. I'm really hungry again, and like, I'm grateful. It's a real uncomfortable place, you know. I want to thank Tanya for sharing, you know, her experience, you know. And it's a lot like mine that it's been my experience that there is degrees of freedom.
Yes, it is.
There are levels of freedom just like there are levels of spirituality. Mm-hmm. Y'all told me when I got here that this was a program that offered unlimited spiritual growth. And basically what that means to me, you know, is that it offers unlimited levels of freedom. And I'm grateful that, like, I finally understand that my real struggle is with me. You know, having had a spiritual awakening and continually try to, you know, do the step work as I keep living, you know, the more I continue to practice this program, the more I keep bumping into me. And the more I keep seeing me, the more freedom I really want. You know, I don't know, something happened to me somewhere along the line when I started getting all that stuff that Tanya was talking about. You know, after you get to the relationships and the money and the jewelry and the this and the that and the this and the that. I don't know about y'all, but I woke up one day and I said, why are we here? You know, I really started to feel that void again, that place inside of me that was unsatisfied, that's unfulfilled. And I started sharing about it, and nobody really gave me no feedback. People started thinking I was crazy. They start, like, he done lost his mind, you know, went out on religious zeal and lost his mind and all that. You know, I said, well, you just keep coming back here, because what you don't understand today, get the tape. Because, like, you know what? I don't know. I'm going to just share my experience, and it don't have to be like yours. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I have outgrown is, you know, feeling uncomfortable being myself. Because the real freedom that I got from the program was the ability to be myself. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful that I can be me today. I can't even put that into words. I understand today that there is more. My God wants more for me than I want for myself. And when I lay down sometime at night, you know, I'm wondering why I'm tossing and I'm turning. And I'm flipping, and I can't sleep, and I'm praying, And I'm saying, oh man, wait a minute, temp stat, what's going on? How you living? Temp stat, how you living? You know what I'm saying? My temp stat is how you living. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I really take a look at me, and I ain't fine or nothing. You know, I got some stuff I need to keep praying on too, yeah. But I've come to the realization that as long as I'm here, I'm going to be praying on something. So I ain't tripping with that no more. We ain't got to talk about that. You want me sharing a six step, I'll pick an issue, we'll talk. But like, you know what? Listen, it's bigger than that. Listen. I start praying about what is this? Help me, God. You got to help me see. I'm feeling something else inside. I mean, like we could talk about steps all day long. I could pick another issue. Listen, I'm not trying to be accepted no more. I don't want counterfeit freedom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never mind clean time. 2 days, I'll have 16. Thanks for sharing. I don't want counterfeit freedom. I don't want my recovery to be based on stuff. You told me that recovery was an inside job. I've got to continue to keep looking on my insides. Listen, I'm finding that the answers is on the inside. Listen, you ever heard, you know, I used to hear stuff like, if you want to hide something from an attic, just put it inside. Because that's the one place they ain't never going to look. I don't know about you, but I got a disease that wants me to focus on everything and everybody but me. As long as I never go inside, I'll never find it. And, you know, life is busy like it is for everybody. You know, we trying to live this thing called life on life terms. And from where we came from, it's a miracle. All of us is a miracle. But I'm telling you, something happened to me. I start getting uncomfortable doing the right thing. I'm like, what's wrong? Why am I so uncomfortable? What's going on here? Listen, I'm talking about starting to pray and ask God, what is going on with me? Because ain't nothing on the outside that's really causing this type of turbulence down in my spirit. What's going on with me? He said, I want to give you more. What you mean? I want to give you more. I want to give you, you mean more? You mean like another house, a bigger car? You mean like some more? No. You ain't getting this. I want to give you more. More what, God? I want to give you more freedom. See, I had it twisted. I had to spend a little bit more time. You know, I used to ask God, well, how come I can't get married? Why can't I just, you know, why am I not comfortable with, like, doing what other people do? Because it's the thing to do. It seems like, you know, that, like, if I don't fit the mold or the criteria of other people's lives, I'm like, it's something wrong with me. And I used to, you know, it make me feel uncomfortable. I used to go in inside and pray about this stuff. And he said, no, I want more for you. What do you mean? I got something else I want you to do. That's going to require your full and undivided attention. And I don't want you all caught up, hooked up, messed up on no relationships, chasing no money, property, and prestige. Because you're more than capable of making all that happen. That's not what I'm saying to you. I want you to understand. Listen, I've got something else I want you to do. And I want you to understand that the stuff, the desires of your heart is part of the plan. But you got to understand, you got to, listen, the freedom that you need, David, is to outgrow your self-centeredness. God. I don't know about y'all. I'm just real self-centered like that, you know. And because I'm capable, I'm one of them capable people, I can have and create anything that I really, really want. If I really want it, I can make it happen. That's who I am. That's just, you know, we don't need a meeting for that. That's just me. You know, like reasonable in this type thing, you know. Listen, can you give up you for more? Listen, I'm talking about at the end of the day. I'm talking about after the relationships, after the houses, after the stuff, after you get all that stuff that, you know, you chase it. But what happens when you get all that stuff and that spirit say, why are we here? You know, there was something. Are you happy now? Are you satisfied? What do you need? Another car? Another house? Another relationship? Another thousand? What do you need? Here, 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 here. Got all of that. Are you happy now? You straight? Feel pretty good?
That's it, though,
baby. Listen, listen, listen. That's all you want? That was it? That's it? You satisfied? What happened to me was there came a place in my life and in my spirit where I wasn't happy anymore. When it's time for me to grow spiritually and attain more freedom, what God does for me is take me out my comfort zone. Because that's the way he gets my full and undivided attention. My spirit starts rumbling. And now all the stuff that's in my life, it means nothing to me. Because I know when my spirit starts rumbling, he wants to talk. That if I don't pay attention to that, this stuff don't mean nothing. Because to me, I can get it again. It's really like not that big a deal to me. What I can't get is freedom. How much do freedom cost? Freedom is like peace. You can't buy it. It's not sexually transmitted. You hear what I'm saying to you? I'm talking about getting to a place where I understood that God wants more for me than I want for myself. And I started to, you know, I started talking to some people too. Like, I had to start changing the people I was talking to because a lot of people aren't spiritually mature enough. They really receive what I'm saying. So it's not like, and like when you're not mature and mature people start talking, it sounds crazy to you. And I understand that because you ain't there yet. So why would I waste my time talking? I need to start talking to some other people that understand spiritual growth, that really understand, you know, you ever get a place in your recovery where you feel like, can't nobody identify? Like if you ain't talking about sickness and the disease, you ain't gonna be accepted. I refuse to go back where I came from. I'm talking more about my freedom because I live in freedom more than I do in my disease. I think we get that stuff too much credit personally, and we need to start talking about there's a power that's bigger than that, that's able to help me overcome that stuff and find who I really am. I'm talking about getting to a place where I'm talking about, like, who am I? What is my purpose for being here? I don't want to sit here and just, you know, be fronting on myself. Just hanging out, drinking coffee. What is this? You know, spicy game show? What are we doing? What are you doing, Dave? You know, it got personal. Not you. I'm talking about me. What are you doing? What are you doing? You don't hear me talking to you? Okay. Well, keep fronting. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go take a commitment or something. Go on. Go show off. Go share. Keep traveling. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Listen to me. I'm talking about getting so uncomfortable down on the inside that I had to stay still. I'm talking, listen to me, where the stuff is not that I start devaluing the people, places, things in my life, but there is a place for that. There's something that's bigger than me, that's on the inside, that I need to start to pay attention to. And it seems like my God waited until I was ready enough for me to handle what he had to say before he started to reveal it. And that took work. So what's the problem? It's sort of like what Tanya was saying. At the end of the day, are you willing to give it up? Will you give it up? How much is your freedom worth? How long you gonna front on you? See, because don't nobody really know you like you know you. Sponsee, they only know what you tell them. I'm talking to you, just me and you. High probably, just me and you. Like Tyler said, empty your pockets. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. You still hiding? Come on, stop playing. Come on, stop. No, God, I listen. Listen, I'm talking about freedom is not free. God told me to start a program, and my mother was had cancer. Let me give you my last level of freedom, because I'm in it, and then I'm going to shut it down. This was the last thing that God told me to start a program. Go help some addicts. He said, go help some addicts. Listen, my assignment, you mentioned that word assignment. That gets my ear. See, my spiritual ear, I grabbed that. See, because there is an assignment. It's in 11. Mm-hmm. When we get past, see, there's another level of freedom after we get through 8, 9, and 10. 11, there's an assignment. Mm-hmm. But it's been my experience that in order for me to get to the level of freedom that he wants me to have, I'm going to have to go through something. And like, a lot of times, what I be doing is stalling. I don't know about you. I be stalling. I just, create something else to do. You know what I'm saying? Another good project. You know, go rescue. You know, just like avoiding
the thing.
My freedom. Man, I got sick and tired of that feeling. It's sort of like when I got ready to lay down, my 10th step say, did you do what I asked you to do? That's all I want to know. I don't want to talk about how good you was today. Did you hurt somebody? You said apologize. You got, that's all nice. But did you do what I asked you to do? When you going to do what I asked you to do? When are you going to get started? When are you going to sacrifice and give me some time? Mm-hmm. When you gonna sacrifice all that stuff that I gave you, that you trying to make so big, acting like you earned it, when I'm the one that made a way for you to get it, you ain't really did nothing. You forgot you powerless without me, you be smoking, Mm-hmm. Don't you get it twisted with your double digit clean time, good sharing concept, joker shit. I want to know when you gonna do what I ask you to do. How you gonna share about 11? Don't talk about me. How you living, man? Come on, talk to me, David. Come on, me and you. Come on, prayer and meditation. Me and you. Sponsor can't go. Me and you. I just want to talk. How you living? What you talking about, man? You still fronting? What you want to try to show off? You want to be put on a pedestal? You trying to shine with clean time? What you want to front on sponsees? What are you doing? Come on, talk to me, Dave. Talk to me. When are you going to do what I asked you to do? I'm trying to give you more. But see, I don't know about you. See, I know I'm an addict. I don't want to cop out. That's a cop out. That's my diagnosis. That's not no life sentence. I'm talking about understanding that, like, you know what? We do recover. We do get better. It's things will get bigger, but my mind can't conceive stuff. Are you with me? See, I was talking to Usman, my buddy. I was saying, listen, he say, listen, Dave, it's self-centered fear. When we get to the exact nature of why you keep avoiding what I'm asking you to do is self-centered fear. You don't want to come out your comfort zone because you're going to be by yourself and you're going to go through stuff, but you don't believe me. You don't have enough faith to step out there and believe me. I said, man. Yes, I do, God. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. I do trust. No, you don't. You do? Really? Yes, I do. Let go. No. Excuse me. That thing. Right there. Let it go. Let me say. You say you love me. You trust. Let it go. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Listen, I'm talking about trying to get to a place where I can get loose down in my spirit to go get what God has for me in the midst of doing all that other good stuff. That's all prerequisite stuff. There's more. If you keep looking right, you ain't never going to see what's going on over here. And see, a lot of times I don't want to look left because I know it's going to require some stuff. Mm-hmm. Like sacrifice, commitment, dedication, obedience, that kind of stuff. That ain't real, real popular stuff to talk about in a meeting. If you say you're sick and all that, then people are like, yeah. But you start talking about getting some stuff. No, we don't really want to hear that. I'm talking about fear being accepted, fear stepping out on faith, fear getting real gut level honest with myself, fear, like, you know, trusting God and believing him. He said, go start that program. My mother's sick. She's got cancer. She's dying. My job just went out of business. So I'm in between jobs. I'm back in prayer. God, okay, where we going? Which way? He said, listen, I want you to go start the program and go take care of your mom. That was the sign. I said, wonderful. That sounds good to me. You just left one thing out. How are we going to pay the mortgage? That sound real good. You know, I understand that. He said, trust me. I said, get the... Listen, a lot of times I know God's talking to me because he tells me to do stuff that don't make sense. I can't tell you that. You'd be like, you crazy like that glue, boy. You better go get a job. What are you talking about? He said, trust me. You know, my friends called me, said, Dave, listen, I got a job for you. Listen, I got some skills and little credentials and stuff. Yeah, I got a job. I said, no, thank you, man. I love you, man. Give me a hug. Somebody else, another meeting, you know, I'm trying to shit. Now, I'm trying to be all right with not being all right. You hear what I'm saying? The only comfort zone, only comfort I get is trying to be comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, see, this, man. He said, I got you. Trust me, I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. They came and took my car. They put a lien on my house. He said, I got you. Trust me. Don't move. Don't move. Stay right there. Trust me. I said, listen, are you sure? This do not look like... This... Are you... Wait a minute. This... I don't understand. This don't make no sense. You hear what I'm saying? They listen, made a way, didn't cut my lights off. My lights stayed on, you know, kept food and all that. I say, listen, they about to repossess my house over here. What do you think? He said, don't move. I got you. Listen, go ask. When you need some help, go over there. Go talk to the bishop. Go, that's where I sent you. Go ask him for some help. Worked it out. He worked stuff out. You don't hear what I'm saying. I ain't talking about no magical joke. Just, no, you got to pay the mortgage. Listen, you know. I said he going to work it out. I don't know how. Now, in the meanwhile, okay, that's on the front side. Now, mom's sick. I'm running up and down the highway. Are you with me? Now, I'm getting up going to work. It gave me an office. Nice. Mahogany furniture. Computer. I'm talking about nice. You know where God do stuff. He ain't going to give you no little raggedy nothing. Give you a nice, office. Nice phone. You ain't got to pay no phone bill. Computer. Now, do what I told you to do. I'm getting up going to work every day like I'm getting a check at the end of the week. You don't hear what I'm saying. I'm talking about some faith, man. I'm talking about freedom. You don't stay with me. Because freedom is not free. It's going to cost you. I'm getting up going to work. You know, I'm talking about there's employees around me getting paid. I'm not getting paid at all. I'm talking about, like, you know, doing some big boy stuff. You know, they like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You know how that is. You know. Mm-hmm. Let me get to the end of the story. It's 2 years later. Not only did he restore my house, my credit, my car. I got the program open. That thing is blowing up. And them same people that was looking at me like I was crazy. I'm talking about new levels of freedom. I'm talking about, are you mature enough to be your own boss? Come on, Second Tradition. Trust and servant, you ain't getting it. Mm-hmm. See, we all in it. Mm-mm. Take it to another level. Can I trust you? See, we think too small. We still crumb snatching. That's kibbles and bits. Anybody, come on with that. Do you want more? Anybody want more? Am I the only hungry, starving individual? It's bigger. It just keep getting bigger. And listen, you know, just listen. What God does to me, he stretches me. He puts me through stuff to stretch me, to make me let go of stuff. See, I can't handle the weight and the responsibility of the blessing unless I let that mess go. That's why I gotta let go. So he stretches me and put me through stuff, and I can't sleep, I can't talk, I can't do nothing. I'm talking about, listen, just being straight. Listen, he stretches me so I can handle more. You can pray for all them big blessings, but can you handle the weight and the responsibility of what you're praying for? Freedom is not free. I work like a dog trying to make this thing happen. But I'm talking about seeing the fruit. Stuff is happening. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, give me favor. Stuff is just working out. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm doing what he said. It ain't really got nothing to do with how great I am. Mm-mm. It's the principle's obedience. Do what I told you. The plan was already set for you. Got your little dusty butt here. You don't know nothing. You, your sponsor, all y'all ain't got no plan. Who got the juice for real? See, I'm sharing on another level of freedom. That is not going to go over well if you ain't trying to be free. That's going to sound real puffed up and self-righteous and all that other stuff. But I thank God that I understand now. I understand that, listen to me, I'm not by myself. Everybody sitting that's listening to me right now, there's more. Are you willing to make the sacrifice? God's got an assignment for everybody sitting here. I just got to the point where I just couldn't take it no more. You ever get everything you want and you're still unhappy? That's what happened to me. I'm in a place now where I really want more of what God has for me. I want to keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing, which is, listen, the assignment for me is, God's will for my life is to make freedom possible for other recovering addicts. In the meanwhile, I have to sacrifice my goals, my hopes, and my dreams to get the assignment done, like getting married and floating off to paradise, just to name one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen, some of us is going to have to sacrifice. Sacrifice is part of the blessing of freedom. Now, I can't tell you how much I really enjoy my freedom. I can't put that into words. But I thank God that I found it. And I found it through y'all. I found it through the 12 steps and Narcotics Anonymous and making all these meetings. I thank God that, like, you know what? I finally found out my purpose and who I am. That, like, I'm chasing freedom now, Keith. That's all I want. I don't want nothing else. If you can help me get that, let's go on and share. If not, I see you at the meet. Because I'm busy. I'm for real. I'm not playing. I'm busy like that. Trying to make it happen for somebody else. I'm going to shut it down. Because our gratitude speaks. Let me bring it home. Our gratitude speaks when we share and care with others the NA way. Thanks for letting me share.